We're going to do a little birthday trivia. We're going to do a little entertainment news.
Yeah.
And I've got some big news for you and me, Matt Stell.
Big time news.
Matt Stell, the lead singer of the Zone House Band, joining us in the Zone today.
That's right.
Among other things.
Stell and the boys.
Stell and the boys. Actually, your boys consist of me, Roger Scott, and Matty T.
That's quite a posse. Boys. That's my crew.
Quite a posse.
Right there. Power Look, pop. Guys, glam pop. That's what we're into.
You guys who know how to bail you out of prison.
Mm-hmm. They know the numbers to call.
Well, actually, you get broken out of prison, they get bailed out of jail.
Okay.
Better call Saul.
Better call Saul. You don't get that, Acree. It's all right. It'd be hilarious.
Is that from...
That's a Breaking Bad reference.
Damn it.
I know.
Talking about.
My whole vernacular is altered
better now. Rebecca Howe and Jack Langford are here. We're going to talk about the Cartier Kids Golf Classic, which is coming up next Monday. Before we get into any of that, let me just see. Show of hands. And Marnie Sharp is also in our studio for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Okay, show of hands. How many people watch Breaking Bad with some sort of regularity?
I haven't watched it yet.
For a while, watched the first two seasons.
If you gave it up, then obviously you weren't that into it.
I kind of gave it up.
Yeah, okay, well, cool then.
That's cool, whatever.
Two.
Oh,
you
Matty
and Matty T.
He's got his hand raised up to the ceiling. He's raising the roof
over
there.
He actually punched it through the false ceiling.
He punched a hole through the roof.
After a while, I'm like, how much bad stuff can possibly happen and go wrong?
More,
I'm just going to quit selling it. I guess it's my favorite.
I'm going to watch it. I'm talked into it.
I'm going to watch it, too.
I'm a house of cards.
I'm talked into it.
I'm going to watch that one, too.
Netflix.
Is that Netflix? So yeah, all of Netflix has come out and done a great job.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I haven't even seen all the Soprano episodes. That's a high priority for me.
Yep.
I got to get back. Eastbound and Down started last week. I'm still off board.
Eastbound and Down, I'm staying with it, but man, I'm telling you, it's on life support.
Yeah, it's like the shtick kind of gets, like, I'm looking for some fresh stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen Orange is the New Black?
I have.
No.
Ooh, that's another good one.
It's pretty good. It's
a little,
pretty
risque.
Salacious. More and more.
I'm so hung up on HBO shows, I don't even get outside the HBO box.
Oh, I talked to somebody that said, yeah, one of my favorite seasons, I guess subscribe to HBO, then I just drop it. And then when the next season comes along, they watch it again.
Smart.
I watch them all, though. That's the thing. I watch Eastbound and Down. I watch Boardwalk Empire.
I want to watch that
one. It's spectacular. That's amazing. I watch Game of Thrones. I watched Entourage until it ended. Sopranos. I mean, every show they put on is great.
So well done.
Yeah, fantastic.
Tell you what, I'm going to give some of these AMC shows a shot when I'm looking because they did such a good job with Breaking Bad.
Walking Dead's excellent.
Do what?
Walking Dead.
Yeah, The Walking Dead.
Hey, tell me about Breaking Bad. Is that any good?
I watched a little Walking Dead. See, I'll try to start watching new episodes so I see if I can get hooked. Yeah. And if I really enjoy them, I'll get hooked and I'm just, okay, it's on. Got to see it, you know?
All right.
But I don't want like five of them.
You know, I'm telling you, hanging out with Stell is like, it's like being married to somebody who every morning you wake up and she looks at you and goes, your hair is stupid. Every day I talk to him, he's like, still haven't seen Breaking Bad, huh? You gotta watch this show, man. I'm like, quit bringing it up. I'm gonna get around to it. Relax. It's football
season.
But
you know you're gonna hear about it every day.
Every day.
You brought it up right here, right now. I was just filling in. I mean, it's like.
No, I didn't. You
can't leave the scraps on the table.
So
and
really,
the dog
it's your fault
to...
that you haven't watched it because he brought it up. There you go.
No, you made some sort of random reference to it that I didn't realize.
Oh, that was me.
And then Matty you gave me the whole, I'm looking down at you because you didn't catch my cool Breaking Bad reference.
You did that with me on the golf course to Fletch.
I can't believe you've never seen Fletch. Everybody's seen Fletch.
You haven't seen Fletch.
Have you seen Fletch?
No.
Well, Rebecca,
Thank you.
A woman. That's okay. Jack, if you've not seen Fletch, I'd come over the board to you.
White ball bearings.
Thank you.
I think it's what you need.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
I can't even talk to you.
What is Fletch?
It's a movie with Chevy Chase. It's one of his greatest roles ever.
Absolutely.
See, it's like from a different time. In place.
It's almost like saying you haven't seen Caddyshack.
There are literally
I've seen Caddyshack.
Thank you. There are literally 34 one-liners in Fletch.
And
seven.
What year did this come out?
Oh, wait,
1934. 1935. Sorry.
You're A, female, and B, younger than me, so you got to pass.
Okay.
And he's Matt's younger than I am, and so is Matt. But it's
I need
still.
To be cultured. I'm gonna watch Fletch. I'm gonna check my Netflix. I'm gonna put it in
queue. Tell you what, y'all
right
should make
now.
A deal. If you watch Fletch, watch Breaking
We made
Bad.
This deal on
Old
the course
versus
the other day.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait, Breaking Bad's a whole season. That's a movie.
No, it's many seasons. That's the thing. I got 2 hours versus 200 hours.
One episode. Okay. You got a
hey, you just
How long is an episode? 30 minutes or an hour?
An hour.
54 minutes.
An hour.
Ballpark.
Less without commercials.
But if
it's
you're watching
it's
like,
an hour.
Yeah, it's
yeah, but if you're watching the debut, you're in for like two.
That's fine. I'm cool. I want to watch it. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We have entertainment to get to. We're going to do birthday trivia. In fact, we're going to do them in reverse order so we can get you guys out of here because I'm sure you have better things to do than sit around and listen to us talk about nonsense. So tell me about the Cartagh Kids Golf Classic, and my understanding is you still have openings available, which would be the whole point of you being here.
That's a very strong way to put it.
Our event the night before.
It's an awesome event, everybody, but of course we're sold out, so maybe next year.
That's it. Okay.
That would make no sense.
Now, all that jazz, this has been around, 8-9 years, and it's over at Next Level Events. And the thing is, we'll talk about different things, for nonprofits, and they say, okay, it benefits Cartagh. Well, what does that mean? But, bottom line is for this is, look, the revenue that's generated from here in the golf tournament goes towards the pediatric cancer survivors from scholarships, trips they take, Christmas gifts, and it basically gives these kids a chance to have, normal lives while they're in and out of getting treatment. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rebecca, do you have anything to add to that?
I mean, you hit it right on. I mean, the money that we raise goes, like he said, to the Cartagh Kids, and we provide scholarships. Each Cartagh Kid gets a $2,500 scholarship if they qualify, and then the Christmas, we have a big Christmas party where they all come together, eat lunch. It's just an opportunity for them to hang out with people who are going through the same
thing.
And
I think they just got back from a big trip last year.
Yeah, they went out to Colorado last summer, Snowmass, Colorado, and did this whole, it's called Challenge Aspen. It's a camp basically for kids with disabilities, ranging from handicap going through cancer treatment. So this just gives them opportunity to get together, hang out with people who are going through the same thing, and just kind of give them a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, so we kick things off, all that jazz, 6 o'clock, Next Level Events. And, I mean, tickets are $50. You can get online at Cartagh.com. And, of course, the silent and the live auctions. I mean, we got some great stuff lined up.
We have over 200 items, and we have some really, really good stuff this year. We've got some really, really unique items that you can't just go Google and buy in stores. I mean, we've got some really good stuff.
Get a microdermabrasion, whatever that is.
Yeah.
It's apparently very good. Hotel packages for weekend getaways to Vegas, Kansas City, and Orlando, Florida. So something for everyone. Do you know which hotel off the top of your head?
Where?
In any of those?
You trying to see if it's a one-year
VIP
member?
There's a hotel called Hotel Cirilla. It's basically in the promenade area where all the shopping.
Brand new.
It's a beautiful, beautiful hotel.
It's part of the Hotel Valencia group. They got one down in San Antonio.
Sounds nice.
You got to see World and all that. It's like state-of-the-art, first class. And
isn't that an
Eagles
song?
They were able to get us a package.
Hotel Cirilla?
Close.
What about where's the Vegas hotel? Do you know?
Okay, Vegas is at the Wynn Encore.
Oh, fancy. You got dancy.
Well, this is a really good deal. You've got hotel accommodations, airline tickets, and then tickets to a show. So, I mean, you've got a whole weekend.
Any particular show?
It's called Le Rev. It's called Le Rev the Dream. And I think it's actually at.
Is it some sort of Cirque show or is it just
a show?
Yeah,
it's something similar.
People doing flippity floppity.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely. But, I mean, great. I mean, that's a great package.
That is a great package.
It's Southwest Airlines, so you fly direct from here. So you can't really go wrong.
No, that is excellent.
Yeah.
The direct flight is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
they're going to have great food, and, there's going to be an open bar, all kinds of stuff.
Tell me about this deal at the bottom, Rebecca. Savor a roast prime rib from Massachusetts or Rhode Island clam chowder at a New England-themed dinner.
So we had this. We have some donors that have graciously come together. They wanted to do a New England-themed dinner.
Okay.
So basically what they are doing is they are ordering certain dishes from all different, like six of the New England states. So they've got clam chowder coming from Rhode Island. They've got, what do I say? We have baked apples or something from Vermont. Mm. Roast prime rib from Massachusetts. And all, I mean, they are doing this whole elaborate spread. Clearly, it's going to be subject to availability during the season that they have the party. But it's all New England themed. Which I think is really
how do you
really
like them
neat.
Baked apples?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm all about the grill master Randy Land. You guys know
Randy.
I mean, he's the man. He's always cooking, doing something for Cartagh and all that. But from cooking at the Cowboys, he'll be
I've actually
a
had
steak
a Randy
dinner.
Land steak
Have
before.
You?
Yes.
Was it not just awesome?
It was spectacular. I'm gonna be honest with you. Steak dinner for 20.
Yes.
So.
And another one you'll see on here. We've got a lot of really, really nice jewelry. Sissy's Log Cabin, they've been supporting this event for year after year. And then Jack has a new contact, which is David Judkins down in Keepsake, down in Whitehall. They have donated a beautiful Vaughn sterling silver and diamond and gold bracelet.
It's like what the stars wear. Eva Mendez.
It's very popular
Adele,
right now.
All that. It's a real popular line of jewelry. And that thing is valued almost like $7,000. So we're going to have that on display. It's going to be part of the live auction. And we're excited. We're stoked about this event. And of course, the big golf tournament Monday, 27 years Justin, and this all started with, you know, Dennis Youngmeyer and his crew of the Independent Insurance Agents of Arkansas, and they have blossomed this. I mean, they've raised over the years like over $3.5 million for Cartai, and, you know, I'm honored that he's kind of passed the torch on to me, you know, to keep chairing this. And it's just a wonderful event, man. I mean, and it's just a well-oiled machine. This thing is normally packed, and we do have a couple of slots left, a couple of teams in the afternoon and in the morning, so it's not too late if you want to sneak in there. Cartai.com, give Rebecca a shout, and we'll get you rolling.
It's $50 for the party on Sunday night at Next Level Events. It's $1,250 for a team, is that what you said?
$1,200
for a team of four. Or you can do an individual, or a team of two. Pair you up, morning, afternoon flights, and great food and prizes all the way around.
For the team of four for $1,200, you get tickets to the night before event, so that'll be included.
All inclusive package.
That's good. And a significant other for Sunday night, if I.
Oh, absolutely.
Is
that part of the deal?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to play some birthday trivia?
Yes.
Cartai.com to sign up, right? Is that the easiest way?
Yes, Cartai.com.
Please right on the homepage.
That's cool. You guys got some awesome stuff at the Sunday night thing. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You get in on some of that.
Very hard on it.
Okay, let's do a little birthday trivia.